This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday, your weekly shot of personal development espresso. Happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Now, this one is a short one, but a very important one that was kind of life-changing for me in some way. It's essentially a mindset shift, which is every time you meet someone, and in fact, people you've met before, starting now, treat every relationship like you will know that person forever, even if you've only known them a few seconds. And this is kind of a cool little trick because you put in a little bit of extra effort, you put in a little bit of extra energy, and it really does inform how you treat other people. Because, Jason, I don't know about you, but sometimes if I'm cranky and I'm tired and I'm whatever, and I think I'm never going to see this person again, I might be a little shorter with them than I normally would, and I'm definitely giving myself subconscious permission to do that because I just figure, oh, I'm not going to see this person. But one day I was hanging out somewhere, and I was at an airport or something like this. This is a couple years back, and I ran into somebody, and I was like, oh, excuse me, let me take this, with the luggage, the baggage claim, just kind of bumped into someone's leg and was like, whatever, I'm out of it. And then I saw that person at a conference, and then we had the speaker's dinner together, and I remember thinking, like, now I gotta be like, hey, sorry I ran into you at the baggage claim, I was out of it. And just, it felt so stupid because it was such an avoidable thing, and had I thought for 1 second that I would ever see that person again, I wouldn't have handled the situation that way. And so I started to shift the way that I think about relationships with people, and I just start to treat them like, look, this is my neighbor. I'm definitely going to see them again. Doesn't have to be this person's going to be my new best friend, but just this person lives three doors down from me. I probably shouldn't be a total asocial weirdo. And it really can make a huge difference in how you're perceived and the effort you put in when you meet new people in a way that I think can only be good.
You know, I was doing that last time I flew when I was actually flying out to your wedding. And I just took the mindset that morning. I'm like, okay, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's going to be miserable at the airport. So why not just flip the script and be just the one guy? Make sure that you are always the one guy that is smiling all the way through and helpful as can be. And it was funny. I was helping this woman who, she was a single mom and had her baby in one hand, trying to fold her stroller to get it into the machine and just trying to just get through security without as much hassle as possible. And I just stepped up and started helping her. I'm like lifting up the thing. And then the TSA woman starts yelling at me. She thought that I was the husband pushing the stroller through the wrong way. And then she figured out that, oh, no, I was just there to help her. Her mindset completely changed. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And the TSA agent started apologizing to me, which was insane. But the great part about it was she let me go through the metal detector instead of going through the scanner like everybody else that was backed up in line. So she's just like, come over here. And I just got to walk through the metal detector and sneak right on past all these people in line just by being nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. And this is something we talk about, of course, in depth in toolbox episodes and things like that, reflecting different types of mindsets, energy, whatever behavior, whatever you want to call it, back at people who are having a tough time, are negative, etc. And I think that these little mindset shifts, well, I know these little mindset shifts are what causes this to and allows this to be able to work. So look, treat them like you'll know them forever, even if you've only known them for a few seconds. Just try to remember that. Let me know how this changes your day, because this will be something that will change the way that you interact with pretty much everybody if you do it right. And definitely let me know how this goes. Tweet at me. I'm at The Art of Charm. I'd love to hear how this is working out for you. And don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. We'll help you connect with others. We're going to run you through a lot of similar little mindset shifts like this, creating more productive personal and business relationships, and of course, step-by-step challenges similar to this, maybe a little more involved, to help you move forward every single day / week of your life. There's also a Facebook group with thousands and thousands of other AOC family taking this challenge as well. And AJ and I are in there with the rest of the Art of Charm team, helping you, commenting on your stuff, making sure that you're getting her done. It's really cool for us to see the growth going on in there. So text the word CHARMED, CHARMED, to the number 33444, or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking on that.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's kajabi.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.